Rabbi Putin Wednesday night.
Ready? Okay. Probably be appropriate to start off by saying we're missing a Choshev, a member of our Torahway group. He's actually my great uncle as well, through my wife's side. Rom Hyman, not with us anymore. But we remember how much he participated in the shurim here, and what an integral part he was. And we won't forget how Torahway became what it became because of every single person who put in so much effort to come and participate. The shiur is about showering on Shabbos. Now it's interesting because some people are very worried about showering on Shabbos, and some people are very worried about mikvah on Shabbos, and they're very different people. I don't think anyone's worried about both. Those that do the mikvah don't do the Shabbos, who shout into the mikvah. The question is, all rechitza on Shabbos, whether it's showering, whether it's mikvah, what's the halacha, what's going on here, why is it, which melacha is it, what's the problem, is it an issue? Someone actually asked me, he was making a kiddush on Shabbos, it was in the summer, it was hot, and he wanted a lot of people to come. The Ramah of a kiddush has gone up and up and up. Used to be a kiddush was cake and wine. Someone told me now he did a kiddush. Just the kiddush costed him £16,000.
Cheap.
I said, yeah, how do you get away so cheap? I think everyone there was used to kiddush. So this guy had a great idea. Kiddush, right, I'm going to make a fancy kiddush. He wanted, he actually had a double question. One of the questions was, he wanted to have a jumping castle. You connect this powerful pump, this air pump, to a time switch. Great, and everyone could jump up and down. Now, one child is any problem. On Shabbos, yeah, for kids. Adults, the sushi, it's fine. And the other thing he wanted to have was a paddling pool. Kids can jump in, or swim around, get plastic trunks, polystyrene. Are you allowed to shower, bathe, mikvah, swim, wash on Shabbos? So the Gemara says in Shabbos, they made the gazera. Why did they make a gazera? People used to go to the bathhouse. Back then it was a whole avodah. You went to the bathhouse, didn't have a system at home for this, and they heated up these huge tanks of water, poured it into, I guess, what we would call a modern day mikvah sort of thing, and then you jumped, and it was great fun. That's how everyone bathed back in the day. The problem was, the demand was great, and the manpower wasn't so much, so they ended up running out of water. And so what they did was they heated water on Shabbos. Chazal intervened. There was also the sweat as well, a little bit like a sauna. And they said there's different gazeras, they went back and forwards. They forbade the sauna, they let the bathing, and they asked the bathing, let the sauna back and forth. In the end, they said rechitza on Shabbos is going to be awesome. Now, what do we mean rechitza on Shabbos? Why did they make the gazera? Because people come to who heat water. So there's different situations within rechitza. One situation is called mayim shehuchmu b'shabbos. Water that was heated on Shabbos, and according to some poskim, even behetzah. That means the goy came, put on a kettle for himself. That's mayim that was heated on Shabbos. No one did any issa. You went to the goy's house, right? Didn't even know you existed. To take this water and wash even your hands, any part of your body, to use it at all, in any manner of washing is awesome. It's very strict chazal made with mayim, water that was heated on Shabbos. Then the next stage,
drinking
if it was done by Issa, not by Heta, yeah? Drinking, yeah, but bathing not. Shacharis was both together, so some learn because it was done for you, which is awesome. But if it wasn't done for you, you're allowed to, you find a cup of hot water, you come into a place, the light's on, the goyput on, you're allowed to use the light. Now it's done for you, but bathing the acid, very big chumrah. Mayim shehuchmu me'erev Shabbos, water heated before Shabbos. That Chazal left also asa, but not completely asa. They said you can do a mi'at taguf, 49% of your body you can do, because 49% is not a real shower. How much is a shower? I wash my finger, it's a shower, my hand, my arm. When does it become a bath? When does it become a shower? So roiv the guf. If it's not roiv the guf, it's washing, but it's not classified as a bath or a shower. You've washed your arms, okay, you washed your face, fine. Once you've done 51%, okay, this is your body. If you look at roiv, is being washed. So water that's heated on Friday, Erev Shabbos, you can do it up to roiv your guf. What does it mean heated on Friday? It's also a discussion in the poskim. And what does it mean heated on Shabbos? I on Friday boil up a kettle, and I put it on my hot plate. It comes now, Shabbos time, right? Well, 23 hours later. This water's still hot from my hot plate. Is it Ma'ayav Shehuchum Erev Shabbos? the hot plate is retaining the heat? Or is it Mayan Shulchan for Shabbos because the heat on Friday is gone and I've replaced it with new heat? It's a little bit interesting, I'll put some discuss it, how you class this. I'm not going to give anything clear, but we're going to just explain the different machlokes. That's also machlokes, how, again, it's machlokes even by the hand of the skin. How do you class that water? But let's say you have a thermos flask, right? So there's no heat on Shabbos, completely from Friday. Mayim Shabbos, may Erev Shabbos, Friday hot water, you can do up to Rav Yigov. Okay. Then comes the third stage, cold water. I'm very brave. I don't even have a system. Well, I haven't got water, I heated up, but I've just got my cholent and that's it. And I can't use my boiler, so obviously the electricity is going to go on, I'm going to cook the water. So, the only option left is a cold shower. Can I have a cold shower? What's the problem with that? Hazel forbade, because I may come to heat up water cold. However, so cold, like you understand, it's not in the Gezeirah. No problem, cold shower on jumps. However, the problem is, the Mangaron brings from Rishonim. Yes, he brings from more than one of the Rishonim, he's from two different Rishonim, a minig not even to Rechitza in cold.
Why? Because they didn't go
to Hoch. Oh, no. Two reasons, he says. Now, he goes, it's very interesting because you have to realize, without this Gezeirah from these two Rishonim, cold water, so it's not so comfortable, but off you go, Yom Tov Shabbos, cold water. Swimming, well not swimming, swimming is a separate issue. It's easier to float on Shabbos, either yourself or to float an item, you might come to build a raft. But you're allowed to jump in the water, why not? However, Mangaron brings, for these two Rishonim, not allowed to, why not? Good. One reason is Shechita. Because your hair gets wet, comes to Shechita, we don't want to go cold water. I mean, if your hair gets wet on Shabbos, it's too bad, you can't stop it. But we don't deliberately go into water and create a situation that may come to Shechita. The second reason is, you may come to carry. When you go out the river, that you're covered in water, that water you're carrying along with you. Ask the Rishonim, if that's the problem, how do you ever walk out and say, Manchester, it doesn't rain much, but there are places it rains. How do you walk out? You go to a rainy place, you go to Shalayim, it rains the whole year there. How do you walk out? It's not like Manchester, it's dry. So, they give different answers. The Taz says that it's a Moloch and Shvich and Gufa, I don't need this water, which means it's Drabonah. And the Rabbanon never hazards it because it comes randomly, you don't expect it, and therefore they couldn't have made such a gazir. There's other answers given as well, why they're allowed to walk in the rain on Jabs. Coming out of the water though, inadvertently you're going to carry. Come out of the river, you cover the water. A, B, like some chazet, you have to squeeze. And because these two isurim, they're minig, it's again not an issa, it's a minig, which is very common, minig you've got to keep too. Secondly, yon is also a minig. The minig is that we don't do rechitza in cold on Shabbos. Okay. Then you come to a very interesting tshuva for Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe Banshi says that the minig not to go in, well, to wash cold on Shabbos is when you go in, how does it work? 1,000 years ago for sure, but even up to 100 years ago, you went into a body of water. You had your bath, your mikveh, your river, your lake, whatever it was, and you jumped. Says Rav Moshe, if you take water and put it on top of you, also known as a shower, that's not what Chazal asked. Chazal never asked that. That's a new invention. They asked Rechitza. Rechitza means to immerse yourself in water. So water of you is a new entity as a shower. And as a Chiddush, others didn't go, Chazish didn't go with this, others didn't go with this, but Rav Moshe went with this. So at this stage, Rav Moshe would tell you it will be mutter to shower on Shabbos.
Put water on yourself.
No, the
shower.
Yeah, to shower and put water and you.
Yeah. Heated, the
yeah. For sure, if you squeeze, you got a problem. For sure, if you carry, you got a problem. But these are potential problems. Don't carry, don't squeeze. Either the minig, in case you come to that, the minig wasn't made to. Now, last time I quote this part of Rav Moshe, the problem is, they didn't get to the end of the shul. Rav Moshe carries on, and he throws a spanner in the works. Rav Moshe says that, however, you don't see people showering. It's not a common thing to people to shower, even in cold on Shabbos. Why not? So he offers three options. Either they don't know they're allowed to, or he says another malach is, third malach is, maybe there's a new minik, not even to go in a shower on Shabbos. A new minik, I mean something, and it's interesting, very interesting point. He says something that loads of people don't do, glad you don't, we don't do this, becomes like a minik. Very interesting point. I was thinking maybe you can say this as well, if you want to know, I love to ride a bike on Shabbos. Now scooters, yeah, buggies, yeah, but bikes, people don't ride on Shabbos. Maybe this is the same idea. Not yet. If no one does it, Rav Moshe is saying, you just don't find this by religious Jews. It could be the minute. It's a minute, and you can understand why, because maybe it could lead to carrying, to fixing.
You can come to heat up if you don't come to
Right. There's a lot of reasons why it makes sense. If no one ate apples on Shabbos, I'll say, why not? But Hashem, we can understand there's reasons why it would make sense for this minik to be established. Says Rav Moshe, therefore, the minik is not to shower on Shabbos. Unbelievable. So he's taken the original minik, he says not to get to showers, but then he's instituted a new minik, and says the minik is not to shower on Shabbos. So you don't have Rav Moshe anymore. The Chaznish held showers the same, and Rav Moshe held that it's the Ramosha that there's a new minute. I saw Rodan Shmir Shabbos from Shem Zalman. If you're careful not to squeeze and you don't go outdoors with water, he says you can be makel, but again, he says it could be a tzurich. That aside, it's a chidsh because the minute is to be doing shower even in cold, which is very annoying. It'd be hot 3 days on, boiling over, and have a cold shower. So, before you go further, a few things to know. Firstly, you can do up to a meter of your body. So if a person's a bit sweaty, they want to splash water and over their entire body, that would be okay. Little bits of their body, 49% up to Roy. If you could even use mine, there's hot water, it's just heated on Friday, you can even use. So that's number one, you can do it like that. Number two is, there's another heter Rav Akiva Eger brings. Rav Akiva Eger, again, it's hard to be negative what exactly the getter is. Rav Akiva Eger says if you're mitzvah, someone who's mitzvah, he's bothered, he's uncomfortable, it disturbs him, he can have a shower on Shabbos. Again, obviously you can't heat water on Shabbos, and you can't use an electric boiler on Shabbos, but if you'd have a weight of water, he's talking about water that was heated before Shabbos, the middle level, we'll call it the level number 2 and 3, not number 1, not heated on Shabbos, that for sure. Even if a guy gives you hot water, can't mind Shabbos on Shabbos. Mind Shabbos on Shabbos are cold, so if he's really bothered and sweaty and uncomfortable, and he wants to wash in cold water his whole body, then he's have a set of mitzvah. It's cold, even hot water heated on Friday he can do. Then comes the shaila, can I go to mikvah? What's the halacha of mikvah on Shabbos? So there were places where the mikvah used to be closed on Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning, no mikvah for anyone. That's it. Never, no immersion in water on Shabbos. However, we know today plenty of people are going to mikvah on Shabbos. How does that work? What's the story of mikvah on Shabbos? So there's an interesting combination of factors here. The first thing to know is Mishra brings in Shatzil, because he shouldn't rely on it really, but it's a chosh of shitta that he brings. The Korban Nesanel. Korban Nesanel, we know from the Groyser Gedolei HaPoskim, he holds mikvah was never in the Gzeirah. In Chazal Asad, hot water, cold water, Man Shochu, mikvah was never Asad, that's what he holds. Now, the Poskim say we don't rely on the Korban Nesanel, but it's interesting, Sniblakel. Grad that someone told me that the Minigan Bells is to rely on the Korban Nesanel. That means they don't even try and do any shticks with their mikvah. Korban sandal adds us off. Other places are choshish for the place more like the korban sandal, and they try and work things around what they do. So if it's cold water, even cold water there's a minik. If you go to mikvah, ponshach, you go to the river, right? Not river, it's a bad idea. A spring, something like that, which is a mikvah of water, cold water, you say cold is also, there's a minik not going cold. The Mishra brings that there are boys that say, if it's a Torah mitzvah, then the Gzeirah was never put there. So someone goes to mikvah for a mitzvah, Mishra says, maybe to Tisefes Kedusha. Lemaiz in the end, Mishra says, Roy not to go for Tisefes Kedusha. That's why some literature attack it, don't go on Shabbos. Because the Mishra brings from the boys some boys not to go, even in cold. But there are those who don't go with that, and they say that it's all called Nichal and mitzvah. And any mitzvah is a broad term, as long as you're doing it for the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're not doing it because I'm hot and sweaty. I'm doing it because I want to achieve the mile of ruchness. If I be a goy, I wouldn't go now. I'm only going because I want to achieve some level in ruchness, whatever that is, under the general umbrella called mitzvah, and they say it's mutter. That would help you for cold. Mind you, Chumash Shabbos is the highest level of the gzir. So again, the Korban Nesanel says they never made it. No such thing. But if you don't go to the Korban Nesanel, what's going on here? Can you do hot? And number two is, even if you want to do hot, it could be you only have to allow to do Mayan Shukum Erev Shabbos. So every mikvah in town, actually, I didn't go around, someone told me, went around to every mikvah in town here, and Satma and MH and Bells, and every one of the mikvahs in town, and he asked them, what's your cheshbon? And everyone gave their cheshbon. Either they do this, they do that, they get a goy, they put on a town switch, some have it at a lower level, because the poskim say, I have a mikvah which is ice cold, and I pour in a litre of hot water. You go in, now it's not ice cold, it's just cold. What's that? Is that hot water? I pour hot water in. So that's not hot water. That's not bathing in hot water. What am I doing? I just don't want to pass out from cold. The minute I bought water and raise it up, it's not immediately called rachit b'chamer. It's got to be a temperature where you feel the heat. What's that temperature? So everyone gives different agdoras. So some will tell you, this was some arguments that some lekhois they make. They say as long as it's cooler than you would normally enjoy, so the geshmak of a rachit b'chamer you don't have. Some say even lower than that, something has got to be room temperature, so they pour in hot water, but they bring it up to room temperature, so that's another idea that some have. So there's different fluctuations within different mikvahs of what they do around it. But then you have, between the mikvah and the shower, you have a little bit of a paradox here. The mikvah is better because it's a kibbutz mitzvah. On the other hand, it's a proper rechit, you don't have Ramosha. Ramosha's first stage, where he said that going into water is a problem, not showering water on top of you, that wouldn't apply to a mikvah, so it would be worse. But on the other hand, it's better, you've got the mitzvah. The shower, on the other hand, is not a mitzvah, but you have the stage one of Ramosha, that you're not actually going into water, you're pouring water on top of you. Ramosha at the end asks anyway, he says the meaning is still not to wash, even in such water. So you've got two starting here. Now as we mentioned, swimming is anyway a problem. Swimming, floating, anything like that is going to be a problem. Like on Shabbos, not too such a thing. To point out, people make a mistake on Yom Tov, and they think that you can have a hot shower on Yom Tov. Now, the Gzeiros Chamin applies to Yom Tov too. It is a machlokes Rishonim by Yom Tov. The Aruch Shonim, the Yisrael Rishonim, the Rechitz of the Chamin is the Chamin again Yom Tov. But Shechon Aruch Lema is Machmeh. So Yom Tov, people say, yeah, a special boy, Asu, actually, a letter in Hamidiyah. Someone told me to have a look, because this was years ago, and that's an idea. Someone has a great idea. He says, Yom Tov, you're hot, you're suffering, have a shower, you're allowed to bishul on Yom Tov. So I wrote a whole letter, which they actually printed. First of all, it's called, that's an idea, not that's a halacha. Secondly, you can't have a hot shower on Yom Tov. Thirdly, you've got problems with your electricity, heating up water, and many other complications. But Rechitza, as a principle, is also Yom Tov too. There is one stage further we allow on Yom Tov. One stage further on Yom Tov, you can do, if you do Eva. Shulchan Aruch says you do bit by bit, which is not a full shower. That will be ahead to even Bechamin on Yom Tov, which is a further stage. However, heating water will still be Asa. You can only do a Melach on Yom Tov, Shavuot Kol Nefesh. Shavuot Kol Nefesh means everyone enjoys it. This is normal public practice. Everyone enjoys it. It comes into the Shaila. What smoking is, medication, someone wants to, I don't know, carry, there's no Erev in where he lives, he wants to carry medication on Yom Tov. You know, Hayitzah on Yom Tov's Mutta. Yeah, Hayitzah, Bishul, all these things are Mutta, Shavuot Kol Nefesh. There is a Machlokes, the voice came, what happens if you've got medication? It's not Shavuot Kol Nefesh, I don't need this, you don't need this, he needs this. Is that called Mutta on Yom Tov or Melacha for? So too, Rechitzah on Yom Tov, Lemaisa, the voice came to say, it comes from the Rishonim, say that it's not Shavuot Kol Nefesh, whatever reason why, we're not going to be elaborating now. Therefore, to heat water on Yom Tov would still be a problem. Shaila of a rechitza, of a bishul, of maybe even daraisa, is bishul shleil tzarech, because once Chazal said you can't do it. So to, as a blanket hetzer, people tell me, yeah, I put a big boiler in my system, on Yom Tov, I heat fill up beforehand, so there's no bishul, great. But the rechitza element is not so simple, even on Yom Tov, you've got the hetzer, like I said, of Eva Eva, but as a full wash, it would be very similar to Shabbos in that respect. Oh, this is the...